Watching what's going on with our farm legislation and talking about it. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. Aaron Juergens is the president of the Iowa Pork Producers Association. He, like everybody else, is watching and wondering what's going on with farm legislation, especially when it comes to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I did visits last week with Joni Ernst and Miller Meeks, and it's the same thing, too. We got a lot of things pushing on, but there's just not that one thing that's just going to pop and change things. We got a lot of changes in governments around the world and even locally and then in the United States, and just trying to make this all work, for trade and, making everything push, go, and making everybody happy. It's a lot of work. I think we're making headway, but it just everything takes time.
Yeah, it takes time, and that's what it is. And you talk about that, members of Congress, whether it's the senators or our representatives, congressional people there as well. They have their hands full, especially when you talk about Senate. They're trying to get a bunch of these confirmation hearings done as well yet.
Yeah, everybody's just busy, and they got their plate full. On Monday we had the Vietnamese delegation in to do some talks, so we had a mutual of understanding signed. We had soybean, we had ethanol, corn, pork was there, and we all signed agreements, just understanding agreements for future trade. And, that's wonderful. That's how things start, people agreeing on things and then, moving forward, and it takes 1, 3, 5, 10, 20 years to make these things work. We started working in Colombia 10 years ago, and we finally, they are taking a good amount of product. But if we wouldn't have started with that first footstep down there making agreements, we wouldn't be there today trading like we are. And it's a wonderful market, and that's where we want to see go with some of these other markets. Even the Vietnamese with Indonesia, and you're talking 300 million people.
Yeah.
So with a growing middle class and a taste for, our wonderful protein pork, that's going to be a wonderful market for us in the future, and we're going to work on it hard.
And that's exactly what it's going to take, working together. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.